In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Today is the National Day of Prayer. We need to pray for the country. We need to pray for the president. We need to pray for ourselves. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross, bring new life into the lives of many people in America. Bring new life in the midst of people in America. How we need revival. How we need that things would happen. Oh, you said you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. How we need you to do something for our country, for our country, for our businesses. How we need that you do something for our churches. Oh God, you manifest yourself through the blood of Jesus. You manifest yourself through the blood of Jesus and through the power of the resurrection. Bless this country. Bless this country. Bless this country. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, I ask you to bless this country because we are desperate for you. Things are not good right now. So we pray that you would have mercy on us, that you would have mercy on us. We kill our children. We have same-sex marriages. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. We need your mercy. We need that you would do what you only can do, because you're God Almighty and you are the Lord and you have control. Oh yes, people say God's not in control. God is in complete control. The Father is in complete control. Why is this pandemic? I don't know why. I just know the one who keeps me healthy. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, bless this country. Oh yes, bless it by the power of your grace. Lord, let us again be God-fearing people, God-fearing men and women, that you alone are the Lord with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Do something that only you can do. We pray for China, that you would keep us out of war. We pray in Jesus' name, by the power of the blood, by the power of the cross, by the power of Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Pray for the country today. Pray for the country today. Chapter 13, verse 42. As Paul and Barnabas were going out, the people urged them to speak about these things again the next Sabbath. When the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas. Who spoke to them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. We are saved by grace alone, which produces faith, which produces good works. We are saved sola gratia, only grace. The next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and blaspheming. They contradicted what was spoken by Paul. Then both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. Why? The gospel is to the Jew first. Since you reject it, and judge yourselves to be unworthy of eternal life. We are now turning to the Gentiles, for so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have set you as a light for the Gentiles, so that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and praised the word of the Lord. And as many as had been destined for eternal life became to believe. I tell you, it's what it is. It's all about eternal life. Eternal life is this, to know the one true God and He who sent Jesus. Eternal life is this. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Oh yes, how we need to know it's all about eternal life. I've told you many years ago when they were baptizing children or adults, they asked the people, what do you want? And the answer was eternal life. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and praised the word of the Lord. And as many had been destined for eternal life became believers, just as the word of the Lord spread throughout the region. But the Jews incited devout women, high-standing and leading men of the city, and stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas. God promises persecution. Oh yes, God promises persecution. We have people that will die for Jesus today in other countries. Oh yes, God promises persecution. I'll tell you why. Because the message of the cross is foolishness to people. But it is the wisdom of God. It is the wisdom of God. Paul and Barnabas had drove out of their region, so they shook the dust off their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. Filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. I remember getting a call from a man that I was on in St. Louis on the radio. And he said to me, I'm sorry, you're going to be off because we're looking for names. And I was no name. I said, sir, just the other night someone called me suicidal, and they knew that they could talk to me from St. Louis. You are responsible for this. And I said, I'm going to do what Jesus told me to do. I'm going to shake the dust off my feet as a reproach against you. I forgive you, but the poor people of God are going to get ripped off. Oh yes, the poor people of God have been ripped off so many times. Chapter 14. The same thing occurred in Iconium, where Paul and Barnabas went into the Jewish synagogue and spoke in such a way that a great number of both Jews and Greeks became believers. They're talking about the cross and about the resurrection. They're doing mighty miracles. We're going to see a miracle that was done by Paul. But the unbelievers, Jews, stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So they remained for a long time speaking boldly for the Lord, who testified to the word of his grace by granting signs and wonders to be done through them. I tell you, the signs and wonders are proof that what we're preaching is real. Listen now. But the residents of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, some sided with the apostles. And when the attempt was made by both Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to mistreat them and to stone them, the apostles learned of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding country. And there they continued to proclaim the gospel. that Jesus Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. In Lystra there was a man sitting who could not use his feet and had never walked, for he had been crippled from birth. He listened to Paul. Oh yes, he heard the word of God. And as he was speaking, and Paul looking at him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said in a loud voice, "Stand up! Stand upright on your feet." And the man sprang up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in Lyconian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought oxen and garlands in the gates. He and the crowds wanted to offer sacrifices. When the apostles of Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Friends, why are you doing this? Friends, why are you doing this? We are only mortals, just like you, and we bring the gospel, the good news, that you should turn from your worthless things to the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all the nations to follow their own ways, yet he has not led himself without a witness in doing good, giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, and filling you with food for your hearts and joy." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifices to them. Why? Because they saw a miracle. Paul says, we're just mortals. We're not God. I repeat, we're mortals and not God. But you know, we need mortals to preach the gospel. We need men and women to preach the gospel. Because without the gospel, I'm telling you, we have nothing. Without the death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus, we have nothing. But the Jews came there from Antioch and Iconium and won over the crowds. Then they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing he was dead. But when the disciples surrounded him, he got up and went into the city. The disciples surrounded Paul, who was left for dead, and the power of God comes from the disciples to Paul, and he is better. He is better. Oh, yes. Miracles still should be happening. Why? Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, whether you like it or not. The next day, he went on with Barnabas to Derbe. After they had proclaimed the gospel to the city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, then to Iconium, and then to Antioch. There they strengthened the souls of the disciples and encouraged them to continue in faith, saying, "It is through many persecutions that we must enter the kingdom of God." This is again, God doesn't promise cancer, but he promises persecutions. That's it. And no one likes to be persecuted. The early disciples, when they were persecuted, came back and praised God that they were worthy to be persecuted. That they were worthy to be persecuted. We must enter the kingdom of God. And after they appointed leaders for them in each church with prayer and fasting, they entrusted them to the Lord in whom they had come to believe. I entrust people to the Lord through my proclamation. Keep it up. Let the grace of God work in you. Keep it up. Don't give up Jesus. Don't give up Jesus. Then they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. And when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been commanded to the grace of God for work that they had completed. When they arrived, they called the church together and related all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there with the disciples for some time. I tell you, they weren't talking about business. They were talking about what God had been doing to the people in Antioch with the Gentiles. They told the story about the man that was crippled, I'm sure. And he got up. And he was healed. We don't need to have another meeting. What we need is to share the things that God is doing. We need to share the things that God is doing. Oh, yes. I have a little boy. And he's very sick. And he needs our prayers. He's a beautiful little boy. Lord, heal this child. Heal this child, Lord, through the power of the blood. Heal this child, Lord, through the power of the blood. To the power of the resurrection. Heal this child, Lord. The Jews came there from Antioch and Iconium and won over the crowds when they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples surrounded him, he got up and went into the city. They weren't doing ring around the rosy, I tell you, there was power of God. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. The next day he went on with Barnabas to Derbe, and after they had proclaimed the good news to that city, had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, then to Iconium, then to Antioch. There they strengthened the souls of the disciples. I pray that these broadcasts strengthen your souls. Oh, yes, that the grace of God would move through these broadcasts, would strengthen your souls, and encourage them to continue in the faith. I encourage you to continue in the faith. I encourage you to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. I encourage you to keep on believing. Oh yes, I encourage you. It is through many persecutions that we must enter the kingdom of God. And after they had appointed elders for them in each church with prayer and fasting, they entrusted them to the Lord in whom they had come to believe. Then they passed through Pisidia and Pamphylia, and when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been commanded to the grace of God for the work that they had completed. When they arrived, they called the church together and related all that God had done with them. Again, we don't need meetings. We need to share what God has done. Okay, God has done some great things. This little boy's name is Teddy. Oh God, he needs a miracle. Don't let him die. He needs a miracle. Give Teddy a miracle on this National Day of Prayer. We pray for the president. Oh yes, for the president. We pray for the president that he would make good decisions, especially with the economy. We pray for the president and the vice president. We pray for our bishop, Sean, that God would strengthen him. We pray for ourselves, that we would be filled with the Holy Spirit and power. We pray for ourselves. Chapter 15. Then certain individuals came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And after Paul and Barnabas has had no small discussion and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to discuss this question with the apostles and the elders. Do the Gentiles need to be circumcised? No. It's by grace we are saved, not by circumcision. We saw that in Galatia. Paul said, this is another gospel. It is not the gospel I preach to you. So they sent. So they were sent with the elders. So they were sent on their way by the church, and as they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, they reported the conversation of the Gentiles and brought great joy to all believers. You know, they're telling you what God is doing. How many of us share what God is doing? We have meetings, and meetings have meetings, and meetings have meetings, and nothing is accomplished. What we need to do is faith share. Tell people what God is doing. Oh, yes. Tell people what God is doing, because God's not dead. He's alive. God's not dead. He's alive. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all that God had done with them. But some believers who belonged to the sect of the Pharisees stood up and said, it is necessary for them to be circumcised. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. They were Judaizers. It is necessary for them to be filled with the grace of God in order to keep the law of Moses. The apostles and the elders met together to consider this matter. After there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, my brothers, you know that in early days God made a choice among you, and I should be the one through whom the Gentiles should hear the word of God, the message of the good news, and become believers. And God, who knows the human heart, testified to them by giving them the Holy Spirit. They've got the Holy Spirit. What do they need circumcision for? Not at all. What at all? Just as they did to us, and in cleansing their hearts by faith, he has made no distinction between them, Gentiles, and us, the Jews. Now therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing on the neck of the disciples a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been made to bear? On the contrary, we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation comes through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, we believe that we'll be saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you again for this country, that you would do something, cause there to be revival, so that people would come to know the power of God. Oh God, do something that only you can do, because you are God Almighty. Again, bless the president, bless the vice president, bless our bishop, bless the priests. Oh yes, bless the country. The country needs to be blessed. Oh God, may the country be blessed by the power of the grace of God. Oh yes, the grace of God is all that we have. The grace of God which brings us faith and which brings us good works. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Pray for the country today. Pray for the country. Pray for the country. Pray for the country. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.